Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
For 1 minute, and it has to do with what he just taught us.
Okay, praise the Lord. You want to hear a testimony while they're young.
Yeah, when I was a missionary in Australia, I had a man from Papua New Guinea that was caught up into heaven and had the experience that Thurman was teaching us. And when he was caught up into heaven and he saw God the Father, he didn't see his face, but he saw Jesus, he went to a place called the School of Prayer in heaven. And what he was taught in there was exactly what Thurman taught us about going into the third heaven and praying from the third heaven. When he came back from heaven, he went to his country of Papua New Guinea, and he taught that lesson in 20 different villages in that nation, how to be caught up into the third heaven. Instead of praying earthbound prayers, he said the same thing. Nothing happened for 2 years, but there was a prophetic word that there was going to be a revival in that nation in 1997 on November the 7th. And the revival came in all 20 villages that were taught how to pray from the third heaven. From that point on, we brought 30 people down from that country for a whole week, and I never met such dynamic prayer warriors in my whole life, not just men, women, but children. And it was the same thing that Thurman taught us. That's the only time I've ever heard it taught again, about being caught up in the third heaven and praying from that third heaven. And I'll tell you, I met some people that had tremendous victory. I met one man, he said, I went into every bar in my village, and I sat there and I prayed from the third heaven in the bar for all the best musicians to come into my church. And he brought those musicians down to Alice Springs in the desert in Australia, and they played like you wouldn't believe. But he said, I could have never brought those people into the kingdom unless I learned how to pray from the third heaven. Glory to God.
Give the Lord a big hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many can say praise the Lord again?
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Everybody stretch forth your hand this way. Father, we come in Jesus' name. We worship you. We praise you. We thank you for every dawn. And we thank you that you bless each and every giver back many, many fold. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Now let's see. You wanted to, if anybody had any questions.
Take it now. If anybody has any questions, let me turn my mic back.
Now, one thing at a time, let's give you a warning. Don't begin to speak when nobody can hear you. I want you to speak into this. You raise your hand, and then when you get this mic in front of you, then you begin to ask the question, because we want everybody to hear what's being asked, and then you'll hear the answer, okay, but if you don't hear what's asked, you will miss out. All right, there's a couple hands over here. All right, all right.
Have I got my mic back on? I guess I have, don't I?
Hold on. Okay, you asked a lot of questions yesterday. We'll give this.
I'm a homeschool teacher, and I've done it with the little kids and everything. We know that we have to do it hands-on. Don't tell us to go home and do it. Can we do this now? You lead us.
Oh, yes, I'd be happy to. Would all of you like to take a trip to the third heaven?
Yes.
Okay. The first thing I want, every one of you must know that you're born again Christian. Every one of you do know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Okay, so everybody that knows Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there's no doubt in your heart that you know the King, then you can go with me on this trip to the third heaven. So I want every one of you right now to close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to envision that we're still right here in this body of believers, right here, that we can still see with our eyes closed the chairs, the people, right where people were sitting and everything. We can see each other, but yet we have our eyes closed. Now I want us with our eyes closed to kind of look up toward the top of the church and see the pinnacle of the church. And now I want us to envision that in the spirit realm we are leaving our bodies. And as we leave our bodies, you see yourself going up and you look back down and there is all the people. We're all still there, sitting here in the flesh. So you're going to leave your flesh and you're going to be in the Spirit and you're going to look back up toward the top of the church and you're going to envision yourself in the Spirit realm as you go right through the ceiling of the church. You're going right out. Now you're out in the sunlight. You can look around and you can see all the surrounding area, the beautiful trees and everything. And it's beautiful from up here. And you go right on up and you get a little bit higher. And now then you're getting high, so high that you're looking around and you can see the blue. You can see the curvature of the earth, this beautiful magnificent blue and white marble that the Lord has made for us. Now then all of a sudden you're beginning to approach the second heaven. So you're seeing these magnificent chariots of fire with our guardian protection angels that are coming to make this trip with us. They're coming to us from many different directions. And now then, as they're here now and they're around us, because there's so many of us, we have many chariots of fire that are going with us. And we're envisioning ourselves now looking toward the third heaven. All of a sudden you see spiritual wickedness out there that's trying to get through to us to block this. But we've got these warring angels and chariots of fire that are protecting us. We're totally engulfed by these magnificent warring angels and their chariots of fire. And we're traveling at a tremendous rate of speed through the heavens. You're seeing the little planets and galaxies and things just zoom past us. And now then all of a sudden you're up there and you begin to see this bright, tremendous light. And it's the third heaven. And as you begin to approach this, the magnificence of this place is awesome. You look and you see the most beautiful flowers. You see the most beautiful grass and the most beautiful trees, and everything is manicured. It's magnificent. And you see beautiful mansions and everything. And now you begin to see this radiant, bright light. And it's a throne of God. And we're approaching this. And now then we come right in and to the throne. And there stands our Savior Jesus with His hands up welcoming us right into the throne room of God. He's telling us to come in. We walk right over. And He's telling us, now this is the Father sitting on His throne. This is our God and our Lord. And we fall on our knees now. And we begin to worship Him and praise Him and thank Him. Because we're right here with our brother Jesus. And we're on our knees worshiping the King. We're praising Him and thanking Him and worshiping for who He is. Oh, Lord, how great You are. How magnificent this place is, Lord. This is magnificent. This is so wonderful. And He said, my children, what brings you to the third heaven? Well, Father, we have a request for many people, many souls. And each one of you, as you name the name of your loved ones within your spirit realm, you're going to name them. You're going to speak that name in your spirit. You're going to say, Father, I'm here. Now, it's just you and Him right now. You and Him. Although we're all there, He's able to take care of every one of us at the same time. So just you and the Father right now with your brother Jesus right beside you. And you're saying, Father, I'm here for so-and-so. And you name that person. You name that person. Or persons. All of them. Name all of them. Say, Father, I'm here on behalf of Susie. Or Susie, name their full name. All three names. If they have three or four names or two names, name their names and say, Lord, I'm here on behalf of Susie or Susie whatever or John or Jack or but their whole names, Lord, my nephew, my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife, I'm here in behalf of these, Lord, because Satan has beat up on them and they will not come into Your kingdom. And Lord, You told me in Hebrews 4:16 to come boldly into Your throne room in times of need. And Lord, I have this need now that I want these people saved. And I know You want them saved. But Lord, I know You've left the salvation of souls up to those of us that are on the earth, that are the body of Christ. So Lord, that's why we're up here today. We're up here bringing these needs to You, Lord. And Lord, we ask You now to just show us in Your fullness, Your magnificence of who You are as we stand before You in this throne and worship You and praise You. Oh, Lord, You're so awesome. Oh, Lord, I see over there to the side, I see Satan. I see him. I know he's sniggering. He's thinking that we don't know who we are. But, Lord, we call him in. Satan, we call You in. We have a word for you from the Lord. We have been given power and authority over you. And we now know that you are the one that was blinding the minds of our loved ones on earth, because Jesus wrote it for us in the Scriptures in 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. Now, we're fed up with you. We know that our Savior that's right here beside us defeated you on the earth 2,000 years ago. And He gave us complete power and authority over you. So as we're here in the third heaven, we're taking authority over you, Satan, as sons and daughters of God. And we're commanding you to stop blinding the mind of these loved ones that we name before the throne of grace. And now then, Satan, we demand that you take those spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies that are yours, those generals of yours that are sending power and authority to the demons on earth that are blinding the mind of our loved ones. We demand you stop it in Jesus' name. We demand you withdraw those spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies and those demons on earth. We have been given complete power and authority over you as a church. Now then, Satan, we've given you your orders. Now you can leave. We don't want you in our presence. Now, Father, we want to come back in your presence fully and totally and completely. And we just want to bow here before your throne and worship you and praise you and thank you, knowing that although we've taken authority over the forces of darkness and stopped them from blinding the mind of our loved ones, we know that still no one can come into the kingdom except to be drawn by your precious Holy Spirit that's down on the earth. So, Father, we ask you in your mercy and grace to hear this prayer, because we know that you want all to be saved and it's your heart's desire that everyone come into the kingdom. So we ask you for the Holy Spirit that's on earth to begin to move and hover over the spirits and the souls of all the loved ones we named for before this throne, and begin to convict them of sin and draw them into the kingdom of God. Now, Lord, we know that you've heard this prayer and this petition, and we know that we have the answer. So, Lord, now then we lack one little part. We ask you now that the Holy Spirit is convicting them. We need a flesh and blood body to go and witness to them, because how shall they know except a preacher be sent?
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.